The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time once again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here's your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Good morning, everybody. We're back with Alan and Robin Ellis here on the Outdoors and Radio Show. We have a little business to take care of first. Crack out of the box. We talked too long last hour, so please indulge us for a minute here till we talk about our friends at Backyard Billy's. You know, Backyard Billy's is the premier hearth and fireplace dealer. And if you're looking for a new stove, we decided to fill the empty hole in the wall back here that used to be called a fireplace with a gas fireplace insert, because we have the gas hookup and everything is fine, you know, and Joe Biden wasn't around then to try and ban, you know, gas appliances. So we put the gas fireplace insert in, and we're very happy. It come from a company called Enviro. But if you're looking for a pellet stove, a pellet insert, or a freestanding pellet stove, the same company, Enviro, has them, and Backyard Billy's has them as well. There's another company that is represented by Backyard Billy's. It's called Regency. They have wood stoves, freestanding, and wood stove inserts. So highly recommend Backyard Billy's. We shopped a lot of places and settled on Backyard Billy's because of their expertise, their product knowledge, their friendliness, the price, all the good things. That's why we went to Backyard Billy's on Kent Island to purchase our gas fireplace insert. They did the installation. They backed it up with service. They helped us all along the way, and we were very excited to deal with them. So you can select a new pellet, gas, electric, or wood stove from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville. Stop in their showroom today or tomorrow. They're open, you know, 5-7 days a week, so you will be ready next time it gets really cold out. And so visit BackyardBillies.com, the Hearth America Facebook page, 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. Again, open 7 days a week. Route 50, exit 44B if you're coming from the bridge. That's Evans Avenue in Graysonville. If it's heat you want, Hearth America is the fireplace. We'll be right back. Please indulge us.
Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bed Liners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bed Liners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bed liners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex bed liner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any kind of tools. Have your Linex bed liner installed at Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver, 410-455-0800, 455-0800. These Linex dealers can install tough truck gear accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. And ask about the Linex fleet services. Do what I did and have Linex install your spray-on truck bed liner and truck gear today. Linex.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, MadonnaSeafood.com.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Listen to a story about a man named Jed. A poor mountaineer barely kept his family fed. And then one day he was shooting at some food, and up to the ground come a bubbling crude. Oil, that is, black gold, Texas tea. Well, the first thing you know, old Jed's a millionaire. The kinfolk said, Jed, move away from there. Said, California is a place you ought to be. So they loaded up the truck and they moved to Beverly.
Hey, Alan.
Hills,
Alan.
That is. Swimming pools, movie
good
stars.
Good music.
Yeah, it is good music.
But I don't want to have to move to California to be rich.
No, I don't. Well, he got rich in when he was shooting at some food. He
I know, but
the oil.
I know. I was being funny. I don't want to have to move to California to have money.
Well, I know, but that's where the kin folks told him to go.
I know, stupid kin folk.
All right, sorry, been a little distracted, folks. We put a little post on our Facebook page at Bucks Bear Stags last night. A local fella here killed probably what's the biggest 8-point ever killed in Maryland that's been measured. And it's a Boone and Crockett 8-point, which is very, very rare. And now there's a lot of discussion online. So if you'd like to see how people handle things online.
I want to get to Rick and Colin because he waited before.
Okay. Who is it again?
Rick.
Okay, Rick. Good morning. How are you, Rick?
Hey, I'm good. How you doing?
Good. Thanks for calling back.
Sorry about that, Rick. I'm trying to get his attention.
Well, I'm easily distracted, buddy. So.
Okay. They sunk a... boat out here on Love Point off of Kent Island this week. And I was wondering, that's going to be a fishing reef, right? And I was wondering where these reefs are located throughout the bay. There's supposed to be a bunch of them around, but they seem to be hard to find. They're not marked. You know anything about that?
I do. I think what you can do is go on to the DNR website and look at their reef program. They've been doing this for years and years and years. Matter of fact, I was around when they started that program, basically with the Woodrow Wilson Bridge, if you remember when they tore that down. And even before that, they were planting reefs. But there are a number of organizations that are involved with putting what they call reef balls out, which are concrete structures that have holes in them that, you know, that fish build their habitat in and that type of thing. You got fish, you got crabs, you got oysters, you got everything else around there. And I'm not positive if there's a locator online.
I thought there was.
But I'm pretty sure there is. And I can find out on that for you.
I'm looking right now.
Because I haven't had any luck going through the website finding that. I just kind of get chasing my tail around on the thing and the only one that I know was marked was down by Tillman Point, and that was marked real well. And that was a good spot. We even caught some black sea bass there a year or so ago.
Right, right. And
as far as the rest of them, I don't know where in the world they are.
I'm trying right now.
Yeah, it's
and I'm a bottom fisherman, so I enjoy that.
Yeah, of course, of course. I mean, it's always cool, you know. I used to do a lot of fishing for black sea bass and tautog back in the day, back in the mid-'80s, early 90s, New Jersey, Delaware Bay, and you'd always try to find a reef or a wall or some kind of structure to fish for tautog and black sea bass. And, you know, they're a lot of fun. There's no question about it. But I'll tell you, if you go off Ocean City, there's one of the captains down there that is very, very involved in the reef program. Very, very involved in fisheries management, and that's his bread and butter, the black sea bass and the tautog.
There is a list.
There's a list?
But it's something that said I had to have a username and password, but when I go on here, I can see most of them. Something's not completely right on here.
Okay, but
because it covers up half of them. But
are they the ones in the Chesapeake Bay, not interested in the ones off Ocean City, more
right.
in the Chesapeake Bay?
Got it.
Okay, that's ocean reefs. This is bay reefs.
Oh, great.
You got to click. You got a listing there of bay reefs?
It says current MARI reef locations is what it's under, okay?
Right.
And current artificial bay reefs.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
What
you want to look for is MARI, M-A-R-I, Maryland Artificial Reef.
Okay, M-A-R-I, okay.
Initiative, I think. Is that what it's called, Robin?
Yeah. They got point no point.
Yeah, it's down southern Maryland.
Okay.
Yeah.
Asquith, Tangier.
Yeah, it looks like there's, yep, looks like the whole list is there.
There's a.
How about those tickets to the outdoor show?
You're in. I'll make sure.
Yeah, did you? You're in. You leave a number?
I did.
Okay, you're in.
It says something about having to have a current name to go in. I hit cancel on that.
Okay.
And I still got to see them, except for the first two locations, and it's covered up by a picture.
Okay.
Which is weird.
Well, there's supposed to be dozens of them around and about, but they seem to be somewhat disguised or hidden for what reason, I don't know.
I don't know. Don't know the answer.
22, 23, 24. I see 24.
Oh, okay.
And, yeah, they got all the names. And where, like, the one is the Severn Rivers off Jonas Creek Green Parking Fishing Pier.
Okay.
They're pretty Tillman Island, Plum Point. They have one on Sharps Island that was discontinued.
Sharps Island.
Taylor's Island, Little Cove Point, Cedar Point, Point No Point, Point Lookout, Janie's Island, a whole bunch of them.
Okay.
But like I said, it says something about having to have a name to sign in. I just kept pushing it and it worked. So,
there you go.
Okay.
Sounds good,
so
buddy.
Where are the perch, Alan? You heard anybody say?
I haven't heard a lot. I know Upper Bay. But I don't know that any of the rivers have started yet. Maybe some of our local guys can weigh in and tell us where they've been. I did hear Allen's Fresh down in southern Maryland.
Okay.
Do you have a boat?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Boat, yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's the way to go at this point. Get in the mouths of those creeks with your boat and fish for them in the mouths of the creeks. I'm guessing live minnow, grass shrimp, if you can find them.
Yep.
So.
Okay, one more thing.
Yes,
How about these sea nettles that I'm seeing in the bay right now? They're brown in color. They don't have any tentacles. Know anything about that?
Don't know.
We always call them winter nettles. I didn't know if anybody had anything. They won't sting you. I do know that. Okay.
All right, buddy.
Thank you so much, and I'll enjoy that outdoor show. Thanks for the ticket.
All right. Oh, okay. As long as you put your name and number in, you got to win them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you got. We do a random drawing at the end, so good luck on that.
Okay, thank you so much.
All right, buddy. Thank you.
Bye.
Have a super
Bye-bye.
One.
What'd you say, Rob?
I said have a super one.
Yep. Got it. 410 WCBS. Whew, it's going crazy here on me today, folks. I'm just kind of losing my control, my time here. So, all right, backyard billies. It's spring's right around the corner. The groundhog said only six more weeks of winter, but so far it ain't happening. So when you stop by backyard billies, you'll be ready if you take a look at that backyard selection of all the tables and all the chairs and the Adirondack chairs and tables in every configuration, square, round, octagon, hexagon, every imaginable color under the rainbow with chairs to match. You'll see something there that's going to last a long, long time because they're poly, made out of poly, and you can get hardwood if you like, but those poly tables are going to last you forever for sure, no question. You can see all that from Route 50 at Exit 44 on Kent Island. You'll find gym sets and tiki bars and storage sheds at Backyard Billy's in their backyard. Free setup and delivery within 60 miles and free delivery to Maryland and Delaware beaches. It's your go-to place, Backyard Billy's, for making backyards fun. Now, inside Backyard Billy's showroom, you can check out the barbecue grills, pellet grills by Traeger, Big Green Egg and Kamado Joe, and the new one, Memphis, which is stainless steel with all the drawers and accessories for building your own cooking station outside. Make sure you check that out. Fire pits and fire rings as well. Browse the great-looking garden decorations and the furniture inside for any lifestyle theme and budget. You know what? Backyard Billy's is the premier fireplace and hearth dealer in the region. Visit BackyardBilly's.com, 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. Open 7 days a week. Exit number 44 off Route 50, Graysonville. Your backyard is going to look just fabulous. Clyde Sports Shop, your full-line Browning dealer. Their fishing sale's coming up. We'll tell you more about that in the future, but mark your calendar for March 17th through March 26th, and you will be glad you did. Now, let's see if we can find a little Browning firearm here to help you out. I think we can. Got to turn to another page. There's a new line of firearms from Browning. It's fallen under the name of... Hang on, sorry. There it is. It falls under the name of the X-Bolt. You know, the X-Bolt's been around for quite a while. They've got the Medallion and some other series in there, but the X-Bolt Pro Series, this is the upgraded version. These are synthetic stocks, the camo, the barrels that are, coated, Cerakoted. They've got the muzzle brakes on the end for a muzzle brake or a suppressor. The X-Bolt Pro Series, they come in like six different models for mountain rifles to long-range Macmillan models and that type of thing. But I'd also like to tell you about an updated A5 in a new camo pattern that's actually an old camo pattern. You remember the old tan camo, you know, the blotchy camo? Well, the A5 now comes in a vintage tan camo pattern. Reliable, short recoil, operated autoloader shotgun with a rugged composite stock. Texture gripping surfaces and a shim adjustable for length, cast and draw, full cover. Shim adjustable for length of pull, cast and drop. Full coverage retro vintage tan camo finish with the Invector DS choke tubes. That's the A5. Vintage tan. You might want to check out all the Browning firearms at Clyde Sports Shop. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway, exit number 9. That phone number, 410-242-6108. ClydeSports.com is the website. ClydesFishingGear.com is another one of their websites, so why not check it out? Welcome to the 76th National Outdoor Show. That's Friday and Saturday, February 24th and 25th, 2023, at 3485 Golden Hill Road in Church Creek, Maryland. Admission's just $8 for adults, $4 per child. Home of the World Muskrat Skinning Competition, the championship, the world championship. You're now in muskrat country, the heartland of sportsmen, trappers, watermen, and wildlife. Proud to show you the best that comes from our boot-sucking marshes and the flowing waters that surrounds them. Most of all, we hope to share the unique spirit and character of our hardworking people who keep one foot in a technologically savvy world and the other stuck deep in our traditional old-school ways. Weekend of fun for the whole family, entertaining contests, educational exhibits, leisurely shopping for all. You can savor the local seafood delicacies and have some muskrat cooked the old-fashioned way. Enjoy the heartland of Maryland, Dorchester County, Friday and Saturday, February 24th and 25th. See you at the 76th National Outdoor Show, nationaloutdoorshow.org. And we'll be right back.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range, is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The gun range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting, and home protection. Ammunition, too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery. Any battery you need. Battery warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the battery warehouse near you.
The Great American Outdoor Show is the world's largest outdoor sports show. February 4th through the 12th in Harrisburg. 1,000 exhibitors and manufacturers. More than 200 expert demos and seminars. 400 hunting and fishing outfitters. Plus events and entertainment for the whole family, including an NRA country concert featuring Brantley Gilbert and Jacob Bryant. It's hunting, fishing, and everything outdoors. Tickets on sale now at greatamericanoutdoorshow.org.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
I live back in the woods, you see. A woman and the kids and the dog and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
We're a little Hank heavy today, aren't we, Robin?
I love it.
I do, too. Somebody asked me yesterday if I'm still listening to Hank.
Yeah, I know.
You remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Touchy.
Morning.
Touchy, aren't you?
Not me. Honestly, I'm really not. It
I know.
Being
I know.
A little stupid just for fun.
I got a text from a young lady that I dated before I met Robin, and maybe after I met Robin. And
he used to go off the grid. He used to tell me, "I'm going off the grid."
Off the
today.
Grid, yeah. Well, I went yeah. off the grid.
Off so. The grid, yeah. You went off the grid.
But I got a text for her first time in a long time, so it was nice to hear from her. Anyway. Bill from Westminster wanted to wait a minute. We've got somebody online. Okay, we're good. Bill from Westminster wanted me to talk about this 8-point that I mentioned in passing. Jay Downs Jr. shot a Caroline County deer with a firearm back on December 7, 1993. This deer scored an amazing 178 7/8 inches as a clean 4x4 and netted at 173 0/8. Made Boone and Crockett's all-time record book. Very few 8-pointers have accomplished that feat. And we recently added, even though we had him in last year's record book with a picture, we recently added him to, rather than the old Maryland Trophy Deer Contest records, we added him to Bucks, Bears, Stags because he's so impressive. So we put a picture, black and white picture, of the deer mount back in the day. And we did find a field photo of that deer. And I've talked to Jay. About this deer because he's a friend of Petey Council. And also over here on the shore, Petey Council has the Maryland state record bow kill with a 180-some-inch 10-point that he killed with a bow, compound bow, back in the day. So Petey and I were talking. I said, "Do you know any other big bucks?" He told me about Jay's buck, and we contacted him. And now we've kind of recycled the story, which we're doing with some of these old classic bucks from Maryland, and getting a lot of comments. People are putting their pictures up there. People are, "There's no way that's a 170-inch 8-point, and here, look at mine. This is it." And some people are really cool. You know, "Hey, if you don't think it's 178 inches, take a look at this one. This is 148 inches. You know, and it's just, there's just no comparison. I mean, if you look at the thing, it's just absolutely amazing, spectacular. So, anyway, there we are. It's up there. So there you go, Billy. It's on Bucks, Bears, Stags. It's the latest post, and so we'll see what happens. But we like it. We like it. All right. Like getting people talking, and we don't like people who are negative. And you know, we put one up from last week when we measured a young man shot a deer that made the record book with a compound bow. You know, it wasn't a giant; it just made the record book. But he was proud of it. You know, it was a deer that made the record book. I mean, how many people can say that? I can't. And that's the truth. And I've been hunting them for 50 some years now. I got some nice deer here. You know, I'm looking at a couple of them. None of them have made the record book. But I'm proud of them. I'm proud of the story. I'm proud of the pursuit and everything else. But, you know, to blast somebody for, oh, you know, you need to educate people about harvesting mature deer. Well, that's not our job. Our job is not to educate people about harvesting mature deer. Our job with bucks, bears, stags is to recognize that we have particularly good management of our deer herd, our whitetail herd, our sika deer herd, our black bear population here in Maryland, and we honor the animal by recording it and presenting it, and we recognize the hunter for taking it. That's what we do, honor and recognition. Nothing to do with competition or anything else, or, you know, schooling people on what a good deer is and what a bad deer is. If you got a buck that meets the minimum requirement, whether it's a sika stag, a whitetail buck, or a black bear, we've set the minimums to the point where they're exceptional animals, but they're not unaccomplishable goals. Right, Robin?
Yes, but I will say something. You talk about good management, right?
Yep.
If you put a comment on there that hurts somebody and brings their joy and happiness down, it will be taken off. Nobody will see it, okay? And if you do it repeatedly, you will no longer be on our site. And that's just a warning, because our site is about happiness, joy, the thrill, and the self proudness. I can't think of the word I'm looking for right this second. But the feeling of pride that you have for what you've done and accomplished, and a good hunt, an honest, legal, ethical hunt, and you put them down, you bring them down, or you get negative, I'm not putting up with it. Just to warn people, because I don't want anybody's joy brought down. And if you don't do it, I'll tell you right now, gone. Goodbye.
Here's the deal. We have three administrators on the site. We have me, we have Robin, and we have our measuring director, Bob. Okay? We all get... I don't get the notifications on my phone. Robin, do you get the notifications for BBS on your phone?
Yes, I do.
And so does Bob. So we know immediately when somebody's posted something, and, you know, if there's a negative comment, it's gone.
You can have constructive criticism.
Yeah, you have a comment about the way we do things, or, you know, some comment about something, or you want to share something, that's good.
But you want to put somebody down personally?
That ain't happening.
You're gone.
Yep. I mean, we've had people question, you know, our measurements on because of a picture online.
And we'll answer those.
We'll answer them. I mean, absolutely. State youth record non-typical buck was killed by a young man right here in Talbot County, okay? It had stickers and kickers everywhere. The field photos were horrible. But if you want to see what the deer looks like, go to MarylandHuntingQuarterly.com and read the article about this deer. It had 20 scoreable points. Most of them you couldn't see in the pictures. And it was one of those deals where it didn't look that impressive in the picture, but when our measures got it, and Doug Wigfield and Bobby Newton, you know, worked together on this tremendously complicated non-typical rack to come up with a measurement, this is a magnificent animal. But for somebody to look at a picture online on Facebook and say, I don't see it. Well, A, number one, you're not an official measure. You haven't gone to Boone and Crockett. You haven't gone to Pope and Young. You haven't taken the course. You haven't laid your hands on 200, 300, 400 deer and measured them. You know, you haven't been in that area or that arena, you know, for 20, 30 years like some of our measures. You haven't measured animals, you know, from across the world, and particularly white-tailed deer and sika deer. So, you know, you cannot just throw a comment out there and say, well, it doesn't look like that to me, or I don't see the symmetry, or explain this. If you say explain it, we'll knock ourselves out to explain it. If you come on criticizing, guess what? Our guys they're the experts. They're the experienced. They're the ones that are hands-on. They're the ones that are doing it. Don't sit there and be a keyboard cowboy. Hide behind your little cell phone screen and go, oh, I don't see 140 inches in this, or criticize somebody for shooting a deer that you don't think is big enough. Hey, step up, get yours measured, and, you know, if it If it makes the book, it makes the book. But if you step up and get yours measured and it doesn't, shut up. We have measured more exceptional deer that because of symmetry deductions and broken points and extra tines and things like that that have grossed 170 inches and netted 150 inches, okay? And it's all because of the measuring system. But here's the measuring system is Boone and Crockett. It's been around for 100 years. It's well established. Tens of thousands of animals have been measured under that system, and our guys are professional. I mean, it's experts.
Yeah, but I don't have a problem with them asking a question of what made the difference.
I don't either, but what I'm saying is, okay, there are exceptional animals out there that do not make the record book but have a very high score. But just because of, like I said, symmetry deductions and things like that, and the way the deer gets categorized, it may not make the record book. But and we measured a 157-inch deer the other day that didn't make the record book, okay, because of symmetry deductions. So one side was different than the other. So it happens. You know, it's a heartbreaker. But there's nothing wrong with, you know, telling somebody, hey, I killed a 170-inch deer, I killed a 150-inch deer, but it's not in the record book, and here's why. And our guys will explain it. They'll say, here's what happened. And, you know, the hunter will look at it and go, yeah, I knew there was something there that, you know, wasn't going to add up. So
I don't mind if they question something in a nice manner.
Right.
Okay. But if you're putting somebody down is what I'm talking about. If you want to ask a question, it's freedom of speech. You can ask a question. Okay. But don't come back and accusatory. Just, you know, be nice. It's all this. We've lost this empathy in this world. And don't get Robin started.
Well, I know.
But. Y'all are so lucky he won't let me be political on here. I didn't used to be, but I'm becoming more and more because I'm getting more and more irritated.
Well, Robin, your fans are reaching out. Bill in Westminster said, preach it, brother. I'm glad Robin said that. And then Tacklebox Tim says, amen, Robin. So you've got him jacked up this morning.
Well, I don't want people not to question. I don't want people to think that we restrict people or restrict people's freedom of speech. I don't want people to think that because we don't. We welcome questions. Be nice about it. Don't put the hunter down about it. Ask us nicely and we'll explain it. Okay, don't be mean about our measures because they do it for free and they volunteer and we are blessed and lucky to have them. Don't tick them off. I don't want to lose them. Okay?
Well, we've got Chuck up there in Carrick or Allegheny County this morning. He measured a whitetail yesterday that's around 200 inches. We're not going to release any details on it just yet. But it's – I'm sorry. Did I
interrupt
you?
Don't interrupt somebody when they're talking.
I apologize. I thought you were stopped.
No, you always do it.
Please finish.
And I'm going to give you a hard time. I'm allowed. That's freedom of speech. And I didn't do it negatively.
No.
See?
Didn't.
That's all you got to do. You just got to give them a look. Okay? Y'all want to give us a look? We're good with that, too. but just be nice.
Well, you triggered me when you talked about the volunteers.
Yeah, I know. But wait, never mind.
No, go ahead.
Anyway, our guys are volunteers. Don't pick on them. Be nice. Ask them questions. They will answer you nicely. Okay? You know, I think I just really, and the reason I'm saying all this week, and so everybody understands, we're not cutting off your voice. We're not cutting off your freedom of speech. I'm cutting off people that hurt other people.
Yep.
Because other people have lost their empathy and being nice and having joy for people. I haven't. And on a website that I'm responsible for, it ain't happening. It isn't happening. It's not happening. Whatever, how you want to say it. Okay, so go ahead, Alan. You are now free to preach something different.
You are entitled to your freedom of speech unless you're married. sorry. Had to throw that in, Robin.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
But no. Look, well, Robin said volunteers. We've got Chuck, who measured a deer yesterday voluntarily. It made the record book. He drove last night to Allegheny County, paid for a motel. He stayed overnight in Allegheny County. He's up this morning. He's going to go to Mountaintop, Maryland, and measure a black bear for the Boone and Crockett records and for the Maryland records. It'll rank probably up in the top 10 for Maryland. And he's going to be measuring a handful of deer up there at on his own time and his own expense. And he does it because he loves it, and he does it because he wants the Maryland records to be the best record book that we could ever put together. You got to realize, folks, we have close to a dozen measures out there. They're not all across the state. I wish they were. We have two fellows from Pennsylvania that are right across the line that are measuring. Larry Myers came out and helped last week from York County, Pennsylvania, and measured some deer for the Maryland book. But the thing I'm trying to say is these guys all donate their time, and they're all dedicated to having the best Maryland record book because they're proud of it. They're proud of the record book. They're proud of bucks, bears, stags. And we've measured, right now, we're over 350 animals going into the record book for 2023, and we're going to hit 400. We're going to hit 400. So that's 400 animals that prior to bucks, bears, stags in 2017, when it was founded, that would have just gone with very little recognition. You know, we've got some tremendous wild game in this state, and we share it. And we love sharing it. We love sharing it online. But don't be a jackass. And I said that intentionally. Paul wants to know about striped bass regulations. And, Aaron, send us a list, please, by the way. April 1st through April 30th. Anglers are prohibited from targeting striped bass, which includes catch and release. May 1st through May 15th, that's the trophy season. You may keep one striped bass per day with a minimum size of 35 inches in the Chesapeake Bay from the Brewerton Channel to the Virginia state line. May 16th through July 15th is one striped bass per day with a minimum size of 19 inches. There's a two-week break, and then August 1st through December 10th, the same limit, one fish a day, 19 inches, and during a chartered fishing trip, the captain or mate would not be permitted to land or possess striped bass for consumption. The striped bass season is closed from July 16th through 31st. During this period, anglers are prohibited from targeting striped bass, which also includes catch and release. There's a new factor called the FACTS, F-A-C-T-S program for charter captains. If you are a charter captain and you participate in the electronic reporting system, you will be allowed to keep two fish per day, but only one of those fish may be greater than 28 inches. So there you are. That's the striped bass regulations. You can download the PDF from the DNR website if you prefer. Any callers on the line there, Aaron? Lee in Towson. Okay. Lee, how are you? Good seeing you last week.
Alan, I had a good time. I appreciate your talking about your fellows at SCORE. I had a good time. I got to reminisce with some of my old bass fishing buddies at the show and see some faces I haven't seen probably in 35, 40 years. When I was in Liberty Bass Club, and I saw a couple guys that I knew from the club, and it was good time. It was good to see some tackle boxes, beautiful paintwork on his lures, and it's,
yep.
Isn't his stuff great?
It's beautiful, you know, and I enjoy the little shows. I know we all go to the big box stores to buy our fishing stuff, you know, whatnot, but it's good to support these, guys that are, the small show, the little guys.
Yep.
That's kind of how I roll, I just wanted to thank you all and for that, that gentleman that measured my deer.
Oh, that's Larry Meyer from Pennsylvania.
I could see he was very passionate. That was that's how that all works. And it's I got back. We were talking a while back about that cured deer. Well, I had a ham cured. Alan, Robin, I'm telling you, he cooked some of it. My wife's in here with me. It tasted like ham.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody told me it was venison. It tastes just like ham.
Yep, good stuff.
Good stuff. So, you all have a good one, and thank you again for the measuring opportunity.
Good, man. I appreciate you coming out. Appreciate the call today. Yep. Text me your address, Lee, please.
Okay, Alan.
All right, buddy. Yep. Thank you.
Hey,
did you get to go to Harrisburg?
I gave my tickets to my son and daughter. They're... Yep. They're that's a hike up there. And,
oh, I know.
I can handle that little room last week.
I got it.
Believe me, my kids will absolutely enjoy it up there.
Good. Glad
that's
to hear
super.
It.
That's super. All right. I think that's awesome.
Hey, thanks for the call.
Okay. You all have a good one.
All right, Lee. Thanks, buddy.
You know, real quick, Alan. What Lee said, he could tell how passionate that guy was.
Yeah.
Our guys want this to be right. They volunteer their time. They volunteer their – they spend nights places.
And they fight for every measurement they can get. You got to understand, these animals are broken down by the eighth of an inch for a deer or stag and by a sixteenth of an inch for a bear. Continue what you were going to say,
no,
baby.
I'm sorry.
No, I just wanted to interject that because, you know, that's – they need to know that. Continue.
No, I'm good. I can't remember.
Spurry's Tire Service, located at the corner of Dover and Elliott Roads, just off Route 15 East, and that's where the locals get their tires and their auto service work done. Featuring American-made Bridgestone and Firestone tires, as well as Michelin and Yokohama, Spurry's Tire Service has the tires for your car, your truck, any make or model, and Spurry's Tire Service has any tire for any machine in your backyard, from your garden tractor and your barnyard, too, your farm tractor to lawnmowers and wheelbarrows and everything in between. Tire repair, full service automotive repair, including checking, diagnosing, and repairing your vehicle when that check engine light comes on. 24-hour truck service and more has kept Spurry's customers, including me, satisfied for over 30 years. And Robin, of course. Stop by with no appointment needed for tires. Call Spurry's Tire Service in Easton, 410-822-7384. Visit their website, spurrystire.com. That's 410-822-7384 for Spurry's Tire Service. Hey, don't forget the National Outdoor Show, 76th National Outdoor Show. That's a long time. Friday and Saturday, February 24th, 25th, 2023 at 3485 Golden Hill Road in Church Creek. Admission just $8 for adults and $4 per child. Home of the World Muskrat Skinning Championship. You're now in muskrat country, the heartland of sportsmen, trappers, watermen, and wildlife. Proud to show you the best that comes from the boot-sucking marshes and the flowing water that surrounds them. Most of all, we hope to share the unique spirit and character of our hardworking people who keep one foot in a technologically savvy world and the other stuck deep in the traditional old-school ways. A weekend of fun for the whole family, entertaining contests, educational exhibits, leisurely shopping for all. You can savor the local seafood delicacies, including muskrat cooked the old-fashioned way. Not seafood, but that's unique to the area. Enjoy the heartland of Maryland, Dorchester County. Friday, Saturday, February 24th and 25th. See you at the 76th National Outdoor Show. Visit nationaloutdoorshow.org. We'll be right back.
Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-on-Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-on-Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex Bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear, tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any kind of tools. Have your Linex Bedliner installed at Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver, 410-455-0800, 455-0800. These Linex dealers can install tough truck gear accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. And ask about the Linex fleet services. Do what I did and have Linex install your spray-on truck bedliner and truck gear today. Linex.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m.
and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, MadonnaSeafood.com.
We know it's hard to see everything the Great American Outdoor Show has to offer in just one day. So take advantage of our ticket specials. Our afternoon ticket, good Monday through Thursday, gets you in anytime after 3 p.m. for just $8. Then don't forget to bounce back on Sunday, February 12th for free. Bring the stub of a regular price ticket from any previous day of the 2023 Great American Outdoor Show and get in for free. Explore the world's largest outdoor sports show and see all of our great ticket special offers at greatamericanoutdoorshow.org.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Well, my daddy left home when I was 3, and he didn't leave much to Ma and me, just this old guitar and an empty bottle of booze. Now, I don't blame him because he run and hid, but the meanest thing that he ever did was before he left, he went and named me Sue. Well, he must have thought that it was quite a joke, and it got a lot of laughs from lots of folks. Seems I had to fight my whole life through. Some gal would giggle and I'd get red, and some guy'd laugh and I'd bust his head. I'll tell you, life ain't easy for a boy named Sue.
No, it is not. I wouldn't know. All right.
Okay, I got the winner's names. You ready?
Yep, ready when you are.
Okay. Boop, boop, boop. Now I got, I'm trying to blow this up here. Hold on. Mike Morgan. I don't remember where Mike was from.
Okay.
And Rick from Stevensville.
Okay. Mike and Steve. We'll give them a call and get some addresses, you know. So get some tickets out to you this week. I didn't mail any tickets out this past week to Glenn, and I'm sorry, I forget who won them last week, but... We got to call everybody and get their addresses, so those tickets will go out this week. And then next week will be the last week to give away tickets for the National Outdoor Show. And don't forget Bucks, Bears, Stags. We've talked about them a lot today. Robin, I want to circle back to you about the accuracy. Talk about the guys and their dedication and their accuracy as far as scoring and that type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
You had a comment.
I was just saying that how lucky we were and that our guys were really passionate and wanted stuff to be right. They don't want any problems. They don't want any mess-ups, and they want to get everybody in as much as they can because they know they love seeing people proud. And
sure,
they're going to work their hardest for those hunters and to be accurate. And if you have a question, please ask us. But
yep,
don't be rude.
Nope. And here's the other thing. When we measure a deer that could make the national record book for bow kill for Pope and Young Club, or a large species, large specimen for Boone and Crockett Club, these guys have to take photos. They got to take a front photo. They got to take side photos and submit those to the national organizations. Okay. And I can only remember one instant, one in hundreds of animals that were measured, that Boone and Crockett came back and said, we believe that this point is this or this is that. And, you know, it altered the score just by a few inches. And, you know, immediately contacted the hunter and said, look, here, we measured this. Boone and Crockett said that. The hunters are very understanding, you know, because it was a 50-50 situation. And we ruled, you know, we measured in favor of the hunter. Boone and Crockett said no. I've seen guys measure, you know, some tremendous animals. And, you know, what our guy Chuck up there in Western Maryland, he's got a little device that he had machined to put over a point to make sure it's 1 inch. A measurable point is 1 inch, okay? He has this little thing that he puts over the point that's exactly 1 inch deep. And so if it falls short, we know it's not measurable. If it hit bottoms out, we know it's a measurable point. These guys go the extra mile. And he did that at his own expense. So a bear box, for example, to measure black bears is $350. And these guys buy them from Boone and Crockett on the off chance that they're going to measure a bear. And keep in mind that the Boone and Crockett guys and the Pope and Young guys have to be able to measure every species. from caribou to bison to muskox to moose to whitetail, you know, mule deer, pronghorn, bears of all different stripes, and they're trained to do that, not just Maryland animals, not just whitetails, not just sika deer, not just black bears, but these guys measure for the National Record Book, and it's every species of North American big game. So, you know, you want to criticize somebody, go for it. But if you're nasty or mean, if you question, that's fine. We'll straighten you out. If you're mean and nasty about it, guess what? You're going. And Robin makes sure of that. Don't you, babe?
Yep.
Yes, indeed. So
I do.
I know. All right. Cool. All right.
And I confer with Bobby and stuff to make sure that he agrees that is inappropriate before I do it, in case there's something that I don't know. I mean, there's some I just know off the top of my head, you know, if it's inappropriate. But there's some that there's some questions about technical stuff, but the people aren't being nice about it. Then he and I talk about it before I do it. And I'm just not, I'm very disillusioned with the way people treat people nowadays, and I won't put up with it. It's just sad. Anyway, go ahead, whatever else.
No, we're good. We're at the end of the hour. We've given away the, we've called the winners, so we're just, here kind of killing time a little bit to the end of the show, and, I think we did the rockfish regulations. We talked about upcoming events. We hope everybody has gotten to go to Harrisburg and enjoyed it if you liked it to do that. But if you like, we'll tell you about Backyard Billy's one more time. You know, you have a beautiful fireplace that you never use. Well, we did too. Just a hole in the wall that sucked the heat out of the room. We fixed that when we visited Hearth America at Backyard Billy's on Kent Island, the premier fireplace, stove, and hearth dealer in the region. We purchased an Enviro EX35 gas fireplace. Enviro makes a great pellet insert and a great pellet freestanding. A company called Regency makes a great freestanding wood stove and wood fireplace insert. So, you know, why not stop by? BackyardBillies.com, 410-827-4500, up 7 days a week. Route 50, exit 44B, Evans Avenue in Graysonville. You'll be glad you did. Robin?
Yep. Everybody, get out, stay safe, enjoy this day. Be nice to other people. Say hi, open a door, smile at somebody. You might not realize what a big difference you're making in that person's life that day, just that little thing. See y'all next week.